after they brought that wall down, you know how Europeans, Germans are. We don't throw anything away. We recycled the wall. And basically, this company, his friend's company, got the right to break down the wall and take and make the concrete into gravel, grind it up, and salvage the steel on it. And Jochen Menzel basically said, we need to save two parts or a part of that history. We cannot just grind it all up. And I have to bring some of that to the U.S., to my plant there, and basically keep that piece of history right along the 85 stretch here in Spartanburg and kind of remind the world, the U.S., us Germans, anybody in the world, of what was happening. He just wanted to put that as a reminder here and as history here to bring it here to Spartanburg.
This might be a reason to let the rest of the world know that they should never forget this period in history?
Yes, exactly.
Now, you were in East Germany when the wall came down, correct?
Actually, I was, I can tell you exactly, at the time I was living here in the U.S. and I was on a trip over to Germany. Actually, I was around Frankfurt in West Germany on the way to my hometown, 10 miles away from East Germany, where I grew up. And I still remember when it came on the radio, and I actually could spend the first week with the wall or the fence coming down, with going over there straight. I mean, it's a little bit difficult for an outsider to understand that. I mean, I grew up, I couldn't go in this direction. I mean, I remember I was in a little fishing club, and we had a little river coming over from East Germany, and we leased that river, and we basically went fishing all the way to the border. We actually teased the East Germans. Then when we came close to the border, they actually deployed some soldiers there, and they watched us and pointed the guns at us, and we played games with them and all that.
When you go to work every day and you see the remnants of the Berlin Wall in basically a field right near your offices, what do you think when you see it? What goes through your mind when you see that these two slabs sitting out in front?
Yeah, this is difficult to say. I mean, let's say on special occasions, you basically, we treat this as a memorial, like one of our own died beginning of the year, of course. We held our ceremony there, I mean, because it's a memorial, it's a reminder. I mean, it's also, let's say, when the soldiers are deployed in other countries and stuff, when you go by a place like that, it's a reminder, at least to me, to say, is it the right way? Do we do the right way? I mean, it's not easy, actually. A wall will not change anything.
The Germans are celebrating the 20th anniversary mm-hmm. of the decline of the Berlin Wall. Mm-hmm. Have you done anything special this week to remember that event?
Yeah, I mean, of course, you're involved with lots of function, like you called me today. I mean, we have, like Dr. Eiger, she's making a special program here in Spartanburg. All the schools, I mean, my kids go to school, they talk about that. Let's say you have to see this area here in South Carolina is very influenced by Europeans and lots of Germans. I mean, Menzel U.S. Was built 1965 here in the U.S. And it was the first manufacturing company, a foreign manufacturing company in South Carolina. There you see the history of this area here.